Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland all this week for a Believer's Voice of Victory special. Learn about the powerful connection between the blessing and the covenant of partnership.
God brought the blessing on Abraham. Now, all of his seed after him had a right to be blessed. All of them, not just an occasional few here. But most of them didn't walk in it. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Chapter 28. It'll come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, the capital L, little capital O-R-D, Yud, hey, Bob, hey, the name of the Most High God, which is in your spiritual DNA. Now, notice this. If you'll hearken diligently to the voice to observe and to do his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Yud He Vav He L O R D, thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. They will come on you. What's that? Can you see that? Yeah. That means you're walking inside there.
Yeah.
Now look at the 15th verse. It shall come to pass. Well, that's just as strong as that other one. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. So now whose choice was it here? Well, let's look at the 30th chapter and we'll see. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Look at the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. In other words, I am making it public knowledge that you have no excuse. And when you come stand up before me on the day of judgment, you ain't got a leg to stand on. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, now who's the understood subject of the sentence here? You. You choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Now, the choice, well, you know, it's up to God. It's his sovereignty alone that gives or takes life. Well, yeah, he's a sovereign God, but he sovereignly said, you choose.
That's right. Man.
And you choose is just as sovereign as eternal life. Amen? So we do have something to do with it. And that's the reason for the commandment. See, those commandments were actually not commandments, they were a covenant. He called them the covenant. Moses called them a covenant when he introduced them to the nation of Israel. And God said, if you'll keep these things, don't violate these things here, then I'll bring that blessing that I promised Adam. I'll bring it on you. Well, he didn't say, Adam, you and I know it, because we can trace it back to Adam. But they only knew it as the blessing of Abraham. Well, did Abraham have 10 commandments? No, he had a covenant. But inside those covenants were those same principles. You can't do those different things that are in those commandments. You can't do those without getting out into the cursed side of things. That's the reason he said that. That's the reason he laid those things out there. You can't steal without being like the thief. You can't murder without being like the killer. You can't covet somebody's wife or somebody's things or somebody's property without being like the destroyer. So you can't use that powerful name to curse somebody because he's not the dammer. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. Now, there's a Hebrew word used when it talks about cursing. And when you choose language that pronounces curse. See, you're not going to say, oh, glory to God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so blessed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then walk out in the street somewhere and somebody honks a horn at you and you say, ah, be damned. Look like every time I come out here, they dirty up my clothes. You're using your mouth to curse one moment, and the next minute you're using it to bless God. And James said under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, my brother, that ought not be so. Amen. Now, there is a word used, and particularly in the book of Leviticus, when it talks about polluted speech. And it if you translate it over into English, we get our word to seep. Or absorb or leak. We could use all those words. Now, you have basements up in this part of the world, right? Mm-hmm. Where you dig down the first floor of the house and then you have to go downstairs. Now, any of you ever go down there sometime and find water in that basement? That's a bad thing, ain't it? That's one of the reasons we don't have basements where I live. Because you dig down deep enough to have a basement and you hit wells and springs. And I mean, you'd build a swimming pool down there rather than something. Amen. What's happening? Moisture, that seepage. You didn't wake up in the middle of the night and think, there's water running into my basement. No, you didn't hear it. It's just over a period of time. They just seep through the walls. Now, what if something seeped through your water pipes and there was some contamination, chemicals, sewage, that had seeped through and got into your water pipes, and it had been there long enough that it didn't have smell anymore, and maybe you had filters on there and the smell was gone and you didn't really notice it, but it'll kill you just the same. That's what polluted speech does. And it's not just what the world has labeled as profanity. I mean, that's bad enough. But for me to claim that God put the sickness on you, I'm telling you, that's using his name in vain. That's dishonorable to the blood. It goes crosswise of his lordship. And it sure goes crosswise of his high priestly administrative ministry because he's not the one making people sick. But when that's the only answer you got, well, it must have been God put that sick on me because I prayed for 3 months. Oh, really, did you now? You really was doing a lot of praying, were you? Oh, yeah, what were you saying? My God, don't you hear me? Can't you see how sick I am? No, you weren't praying. You're just standing there in the back room cussing. Well, good old Texas word, cuss. You know. I mean, that's just another word for curse. That's where it came from. Now, what's happened? Your words are polluting your spirit, creating fear. See, when you got born again, the fountain of fear was removed from your spirit. That old dead spirit produced fear like your spirit produces faith. So where is the fear then? How did it get in there? Your spirit's not producing it because your spirit produces faith. It is in there. Faith, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, all these things are in there. The wisdom of God is in there. The love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. All of these things are in there in your spirit. That's part of your spiritual DNA. I mean, that's what you're made out of. You were born of the Word of God just the very same as Adam was. Amen. You're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God that lives forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, how'd the fear get in there then? All right. You allowed it in through your eyes. You allowed it in through your ears. You let it get in your mouth and you begin to talk it. Now, when you violate the commandment, I call heaven and earth to record this day. I've set before you life, death, blessing, cursing, choose. Now, he said, if you violate the commandment, what happens? All these curses come on you. God don't have to put them on you. They're out there waiting on you, darling. Now, somebody said, don't go out the front door. There's four hungry lions out there, hadn't eaten in 4 days. Now, don't go out the front door. And some fool said, lions don't bother me, and just walked out the front door. And then they come and say, can you imagine this? God called them lions to eat my little brother. No, God didn't have nothing to do with it. He's the one that told you they were out there.
Amen.
But you're the fool that chose to go out there.
Yes.
With the front yard full of hungry lions. See? Now, our commandment, believe on the name of His Son Jesus and love one another as He gave commandment. How did He give commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. These two. On these two hang all the law, every spiritual law there is, and all of the prophets. Every word the prophets said. The New Testament was brought into being by the prophets. Huh? What are all of the words of the prophets? They are the elements of the blessing and warnings of the curse. That's what this whole thing is all about. You have been given the authority in the name of Jesus to make the choice. Now, we violate the commandment of love. What happens next? Then fear is there. It's right there. Because working love is what casts fear out. Now, fear is there all the time, not just when you're frightened. What does it do when you don't realize it's working? Well, that same verse in 1 John 4:18 tells us what it does. It said, perfected love, working love, developing love, flushes. The word cast out, is the literal Greek word is to flush out. It begins to rise up in your spirit until there's no room left for it in your soul, your will, your mind, your emotions, and it just finally flushes it out of there and moves it to the outside, and now you're back in that blessing area again. Why? You're walking in the commandment, and all these blessings are coming on you and overtaking you. Now you're in the secret place of the Most High God. So, the same process is always there. It always works the same. But now, that same verse said, perfected love casteth out fear because fear hath torment. It's not fear and torment. The torment is in the fear. You understand? It's not the cup and the water. The water's in the cup. The cup is the fear. and the water's the torment. The torment is in the fear. When you move the fear, Satan doesn't have, he can't torment you because there's no handle on you anymore. The torment's in the fear. If the fear isn't there, he can't torment you.
The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is distributed worldwide in over 135 different countries to almost 570,000 people. The BVOV is a 32-page, full-color magazine that includes feature articles by the Copelands, plus special columns and articles from a group of anointed men and women of God. It also has a special section of testimonies from people just like you who have learned to walk victoriously in Christ. Because of the partners of this ministry, the BVOV magazine will continue to roll off the presses, bringing faith, wisdom, encouragement, and love to readers around the world.
I have to read you this. I carry it with me all the time. In the name of God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to the man of God, Pastor Kenneth Copeland, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, from Iraqi prisoner in Pakistan jail. Now this is an Iraqi in jail in Pakistan. And age 30, I have just prayed the prayer of salvation, which is in the first page of your magazine, Believer's Voice of Victory. My decision is walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord God, our Maker, and His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I need your help to start my new life in Christ, family. In the end, I thank my brothers in Christ from Nigeria for their help to me by sending this letter to you. Now here's an Iraqi in jail in Pakistan being ministered to by Nigerians who took him a Believer's Voice of Victory magazine.
I started to come back to the Lord due to the Believer's Voice of Victory I was reading each month. And I became a partner at KCM, and everything's changed in our lives since then.
When you linked up to a man of God like Kenneth Copeland, the blessings just flow down straight to you too. And it's just awesome.
I wanted to give where I knew it was going to be effective and be a part of his ministry.
We get an opportunity to reach the world by partnering with a ministry such as this. So being a partner means covenant relationship.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
I decided
in prison when I decided to give my life back to the Lord, to make Kenneth Copeland my pastor and to submit myself to his teaching. And while I was praying in the cell, but just because of the success that he had, I didn't want to follow a loser. So so I knew if it worked for him, it would work for me. And so while I was praying in the cell, two cells down from me, another inmate had every tape that Kenneth Copeland ever preached. And so what time I was not studying the Bible, I had Kenneth Copeland on my head listening with a tape. And it began to just change my life. And the long story short, I made parole in 99, did 3 years on parole. God restored a marriage while I was in prison and gave me a wife and just blessed me every way I could turn. I started preaching in prison. They called me the pastor of the First Church of the Mop Closet. And we baptized a lot of guys with a mop bucket. When I got out on parole, my parole officer put in for a commutation of my sentence. And all these blessings just came because I put the Word of God in me and what the Copeland ministry taught me, the importance of the Word. And as the Word of God began to change me and not only get me out of prison, it opened the doors for me to get back into prison. And I now have a prison ministry, You Visited Me Ministries, and we have 82 certified volunteers under our ministry. And I tell the inmates, everything that God's done for me and in my life, He'll also do for you, because He has no respect of persons. My wife and I became partners with Kenneth and Gloria about 4 years before I got out of prison. And since then, our church has become partners with them. And what it is to me is that we're in covenant with that ministry. I can't go to Africa, but when they send somebody to Africa, or they financially bless somebody, or they go themselves, or whatever, I'm a part of that. And covenant and partnership is I'm by me sowing what I do into the Copeland ministry. I become a partner with them, and I don't do it for rewards. I want to send my spiritual father and mother to do something for the kingdom of God.
Thank you for being there when I needed you. They didn't know who I was, but everything I ever asked for, they sent me. They helped me, everything that I, tapes, books, anything. And just thank you for your commitment and dedication to the Lord, because it changed my life.
No question about it. The most important decision that Larry Martin ever made in his life was to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, I thought this, and I heard Larry say this. I met Larry personally, and I heard him say the same thing. And we had the idea in our minds that, man alive, I mean, the kind of life that I've lived, and I've been on the street and all of this and da-da-da-da-da, that, why would the Lord really, even if He did accept me and save me, oh, praise God, but, you know, Gloria, I just send away my right to ever stand behind that holy desk. That's a lie from hell.
It's impossible to do that.
Because Jesus... It the Bible actually says that He is a faithful high priest. He is a righteous high priest. He is a merciful high priest to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. That's just the best news I ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what got to Larry, that Jesus is faithful and just. He's taking care of this thing, praise God. Now listen, I've been talking about living in the blessing, being redeemed from the curse. Well, this is the way you get there. You accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. If you've never done that, I'm telling you right now is the time. You don't want to breathe one more breath of air without accepting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Pray this right now. Gloria and I are going to lead you in prayer. All of the things that Jesus did, everything, I'm telling you, he went to hell so you don't have to go. He suffered in that horrible place so you don't have to suffer that. He bore our sicknesses and our diseases. He suffered with them so that you and I don't have to. Now, all of that, it wasn't easy at all. It's a hard thing, and he did it. But the only thing he didn't do was pray your and my prayer. So when you and I pray, then all those things that praise he did God. Come into action, praise mm-hmm. God. I mean, just as if you and I had solved that whole thing and been through all of that. But thank God he did it for us. Mm. So just believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the devil.
I renounce the devil.
I renounce everything he stands for.
I renounce everything he stands for.
I repent and I renounce the past.
I repent and I renounce the past.
You're my future, Lord Jesus.
You are my future, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
My spirit is bright.
My spirit is bright.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let Gloria and I know that you prayed that with us. Praise the Lord. And use the information that's on your screen. You know, call, get online, write, whatever you need to do. And we'll send you these little books, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little books to help you get started studying your Bible, along with this very simple brochure. The Bible is simple, but you need to know how to get into it and how to study it. And this will help you know how to study it. Praise the Lord. We just thank God.
Thank you, Father.
For your life. Praise the Lord. We'll see you next time. Until then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference.